I was born in a village in North Kent, southeast of England. The village is between Dartford and Gravesend, and it's called Green Street Green, which has always been a sense of amusement with people. My parents ran the pub there. Apart from having a strange name of the village, the pub was called The Ship. We are quite a fair few miles from shipworthy water. The River Thames was the closest. That was about 10 or 12 miles away. But in the late 40s and early 50s, there was already a fairly large proportion of people from other countries. So there was a couple of Sikhs and a Hindu lad in the same class at school, which I suppose is that there was part of the community. It didn't have so much of the racism that South London would have done, and there was none of the infamous no dogs, no Irish, no blacks accommodation things that they had. But so I went down to Birmingham, did the, it was a 4-year sociology course. The third year was a year-long placement in an organisation. And I did mine in Handsworth, which is fairly well known for all the wrong reasons. And I worked for a housing association that had a very strong community commitment. And that was a bit of an eye-opener, because I could see the sort of living conditions of many people. I applied for a job and got a community work job in an inner city area called Borsall Heath. When I worked for the council and the publications, we would have to do any information leaflets in at least 5 languages, and depending where the budget went, it would be more. I was getting near a retirement age. Christine was very happy in teaching, and has continued these last, goodness knows how many, I've been here 14 years, so yeah, so we continued as best as she could. Having come over at least two, sometimes 3 times a year, visiting family and friends around, I thought if we're going to move, let's move to somewhere affordable, because I'd always been astounded at how cheap in comparison to Birmingham housing was over here. Unfortunately, by the time we'd made our mind to do that, the price had sort of escalated for houses in Northern Ireland. Ridiculous. There's certainly more good points than there are bad points. I bump into to somebody it's always a pleasure if I haven't seen somebody for a time, and that people would chat more, go into a shop and there's somebody on the till or something would be would talk to people more, and even if there's a queue of people waiting, they would still continue to be chatting about things. But that'd be very different from Birmingham, which would be far more integrated, but there's more a you wouldn't necessarily get into conversation with somebody in a queue at the supermarket or something, whereas quite often can do that here.